Revelation chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the bride has made herself ready. The Antichrist spirit is a religious spirit. It's not a beast. It's not an animal. The Antichrist spirit is carrying Bible. Don't you live your Christian life influenced by brethren around you. You be the one to influence others. Don't let others influence you. Salvation is a personal thing. First, it is an individual affair. The most shameful death was given to him. Who is that him? The Holy One of Israel was crucified for the holy people of Israel in the holy city. If you don't hear the shout and respond, you will never go in the rapture. The respondent that came out of denomination is not a change of church address only. It is your ability to subject yourself to the world. Oil and oil. Water and water. The two cannot mix. One must be on top. Which one will be on top? Oil is the Holy Ghost on top. Water is the world. All worldly people will be under. And Holy Ghost people will be on top. Push them under so that you can remain on top. Hallelujah. Let's go to the scriptures. Some of you are happy. Amen. Hallelujah. For where the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered. Command thine, the master, let command thine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitudes on the water into wine, to the horizon, to the hungry for the God. Oh, come and die. Hallelujah. Okay, carry your plate of food and stand up with it. Or let's start with 2 Corinthians. For the text. Then we shall open 2 Thessalonians. Then we shall open 1 John. Then we shall sit down and eat. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, borrowing a statement from what Apostle Paul was saying. Hallelujah. And in verse 11 of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Apostle Paul said, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. The statement I'm borrowing is, for we are not ignorant of his devices. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 3. Concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Verse 3, he says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he has God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. 1 John chapter 2. And 1 John chapter 2. Hallelujah. And I'm reading 1 verse 18. Little children, say amen.
Amen.
You are the one now. It's Apostle Paul, not our apostolic father. If there's a father, then there are children. And that's why God sent Elijah to turn the heart of the children back to the heart of the fathers. And that's why he can call us his little children. Children in the faith. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we may know that it is the last time. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take a look again at that verse 18. Take a look again. Little children. He said it is the last, that is, it is the end time. Anytime you say end, that is the end of a program of God. The end of the time allotted by God for a particular program on earth. And that program is the process of restoration back to what he had ordained it to be in the Garden of Eden. The process of redemption is redeeming man, is redeeming the earth also. The end of that redemption process, by the time that end will be coming, a lot of things will happen. And God hid this program to the wise and prudent. God hid this program to the wise and prudent and has revealed them to babes such as Shulem. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist, note it, Antichrist singular, Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, plural. Is somebody catching something here? Hallelujah. Even now, he said, you heard that Antichrist shall come. When did you hear it? Daniel prophesied it. In Daniel chapter 9 verse 26, he spoke about the people of the priests that shall come. He spoke about the people of the prince that shall come. Hallelujah. The people of the priest, and he was prophesying what took place in AD 70. The priest that shall come, hallelujah, his people will come and destroy the city. And the people that destroy the city of Jerusalem, where did they come from? Are you afraid to talk? Where did they come from? It's history. You're not the one saying it's history. They came from Rome. That is one key we know, that the priest that shall come, if his people are Romans, then the priest that shall come is coming from Rome. It's a key. Praise the Lord. The priest, and that is the Antichrist. You have heard that Antichrist shall come. Daniel said it. Jesus Christ himself said it. Hallelujah. He called it, false prophets shall arise, and they shall deceive many. He said, the way you will come is such that if it were possible, the thing will be so close, so close, so that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. And I always say this thing. If Jesus Christ said that it will be so close, it means it is where you will find the elect that you will try to locate where that spirit is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, Guru Maharaj cannot deceive the elect. Hare Krishna cannot deceive the elect. Hallelujah. Celeb prophet cannot deceive the elect. I want you to understand it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Our eyes, he has opened it too wide for these chube-chube things to. Before they come, you can't. In fact, by the way, they even jagu, angel. This one, the worship angel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now, are there many, many, many Antichrists? Whereby we know, that is the evidence, that is how we know that it is the end time. It is the last time. Hallelujah. And Apostle Paul was repeating the same thing when he said, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Because a sister sent me a text, I think I saw it this morning, where you are surprised. How come that people will rise up and make claims? And you have people carrying Bible, we follow them. They will always have followership. And she said, and God is just watching them. Why is God not doing something? It's the same reason why God has not finished killing Satan. It's simple. And all I answered her was, I said, that is the mystery of iniquity. My reply to that sister this morning, I said, that is the mystery. The mystery is that they are prospering. And it looks as if God is sanctioning them. They are prospering whatever they are doing. Hallelujah. But it is our duty as ministers, as watchmen of the gospel, as members of the fivefold ministry. Remember the purpose of the fivefold ministry in Ephesians chapter 4. Let's open it. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 11, this is what he said. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers. The purpose is verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the defying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, it's my emphasis here, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the snare of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You see? That is the purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was calling attention to some ministers I was discussing with. One of the members of the contenders in my office yesterday morning. And I was saying something here that when God gave us the opportunity to raise this ministry, we consciously you know, devised a bearing. A bearing that we just concentrated on letting the whole world know. The people know that we have a message. And we try by all means to let the people know what that message is. What it's all about. And every time I kept telling you people, we are not the only ones, we are everywhere. And when we started the first few years, we never told the church that we were better than anybody. We kept telling you, arousing your interest to know the message and to know the ministry of William Marion Brown. Because, and then the second thing we kept emphasizing was the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because we know what the purpose of the Holy Ghost is all about. That once you can lead somebody to the extent where she or he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that person has received the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. You have finished your work. And that is why our emphasis has been get the Holy Ghost. And you didn't know why we were doing that. Because there's a lot of confusion in the followership of the ministry of William Branham. And the only way for you to be free from that confusion is that there is something inside of you that will bear you witness to truth when you see it and to error when you spot it. And that comes about only by receiving the Spirit of truth, which is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. That was specially designed in this ministry. And to the glory of God, we achieved it. Hallelujah. No minister, no movement can come to this church and break this church now. None. I'm telling you that's the truth. You have known too much for any wind of doctrine to come and blow, and then you follow. They go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why you don't see any of these old end-time message believers coming here. Deliberately, we've shielded them away. Not because we say, look, you don't come here. No. I know how to put them away. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know. I have been in their midst for years before this assembly started. End time message believers. If I want to part way with anyone, I know what to do. He will just go, "Tcha!" He will run. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For instance, praise the Lord. For instance, in every end time message church that I know of, their women don't cover their hair like this. Now this is the only church, the entire message believers that cover hair. Do you know that because of this hair covering, carnal entire message preachers say, Pastor Moses is not in the message. So they are not coming here. So have I not succeeded in keeping them away? Things that have no salvation virtue, they will die, kill themselves and fight over it. If God, the Bible says, the hair is given to you for a covering, and you put a scarf, is it also not a covering? So, if by their own understanding, you carry a scarf and cover your hair, in addition to the covering that God gave you, which sin have you committed? Carnality is because they don't have the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now use that. Hallelujah. And another reason why they cannot associate with me is because if I go to their church, for instance, all the intermediate churches that I know, the tithe of that church belongs to the pastor. There is a box for tithe. The accounts department or the deacons have nothing to do. They don't know how much comes in there. They don't know. The key is with the pastor, and the spare key is with his wife. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So is this such a person now that will feel free to associate with me? He's afraid the day I go to his church, I may blast it. Praise the Lord. Pastor Weston came to me one time. And he saw it. Some of them come here. This church, so many people have learned a lot of things from us. I'm telling you, sincere ministers. Pastor Weston, when he was pastoring a church, after he got in total with us, he went back to his church and said, no, tithes now is part of income into the church. From there, let the deacons use it to take care of the needs of the church. And they were trying to say he learned it from Pastor Alu. He said it is scriptural. Of course, he's no more pastoring that place. And one day, we went for a program at Bonny. The pastor there was wedding, and I went there, Bonny Island. And the bus that carried the ministers from the hotel to the place, Pastor Wesley received a call from his member in Jos, telling him that he wanted to pay his tithes as usual. And then he told him at the back, they were sitting behind me. And then he said, he was sitting with Pastor Enoch at the back of the bus. And then he was telling the person on the phone, hey, give it to the deacon now. Why are you waiting for me? And go and pay it to the offering bus. Give it to the deacon. And then when the drug finished, Pastor Enoch whispered something to him. And you know, Wesley is a northerner. He speaks Hausa. And then I asked him in Hausa, may one ekiga amakane. And he answered me back. He says, that is, I will tell you after. When we came there, he said that Pastor Enoch whispered to him and was telling him, I hope you are not practicing that nonsense Alu is doing in Lagos. Your tithe is a given for everybody to use. Amen. So you know why now they cannot associate with me. But more importantly, hallelujah, you are now getting exposed to some things now going on in the message, and it is time for us to begin to say some things also. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The purpose is not to hit at anybody. The purpose is to further open your eyes of understanding, and so that you can have a bearing in your Christian journey. Nothing more. For ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So today, I'll be talking on the topic I titled, Behold the Antichrist. S at the end, and in bracket, I am concentrating on the seducing spirits. Behold the Antichrist. And I'll be concentrating on the seducing spirits. They are spirits. They are antichrists. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is the meaning of antichrist? Antichrist is the spirit against God's purpose for sending Jesus Christ. That's the whole meaning. Antichrist or pro Christ. Against Christ or for Christ. Antichrist means against Christ. An antichrist spirit is the spirit that has set forth to work against God's purpose for sending the Lord Jesus Christ to the earth. And please, the Antichrist spirit started way back from the beginning in the Garden of Eden. It is that same spirit, hallelujah, it is out to work against God's purpose on earth here with his children. Immediately Adam and Eve were created and they were given a commission to reproduce and replenish the earth. And they were given authority to dominate the earth, have dominion over every living thing, over every creeping thing, over every flying thing, over everything. Adam was given dominion over it. Satan was not given dominion over it. It is man that God gave dominion over this earth. And that commission, Satan said, God, now lie. You will not fulfill it. Through who? Through Adam, I will destroy it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he designed what he did, which we all know. And today, we know that Adam failed. And when Adam failed, the first creation is what we have been reduced to today. We lost the authority that God gave us on this earth. You are to have dominion over snake, over every reptile, over lion. But if a lion lands here now, tower, you will die before it reaches you. Yes, the power was destroyed by what Satan did. Well, God said, let me have a second creation. The first creation, Adam, failed. The second creation is who? Jesus Christ. To replace Adam. Hallelujah. To produce through him again a people that will dominate this earth. And they will dominate this earth. Among us, how many of us here? Oh yes. The time is coming, church, the time is coming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the second Adam, and it is Christ. And that is the plan of Satan to destroy the purpose of the second creation through Christ. Is what is called the Antichrist. The day you catch that, then you'll be more alert in your eternal journey. The journey to your eternal destination. To know the enemies. I keep telling you that the enemy, we have two types of enemies confronting us. The enemies of the flesh and the enemies of the soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Witches and wizards, they are not enemies of the soul, are they? They are enemies of the flesh. So that you will live a life of frustration. You marry, you will not enjoy your marriage. You will be sick, you will enjoy good health. But you know, there is no amount of attack of the enemy, witches and wizards, occultic people, ritual killers, that can affect your soul. But Satan, the Antichrist, is after your soul. He is after your soul. Catch it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore, his activities will be around the areas of the progress of your soul. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know the purpose that God gave Jesus Christ. It's the first begotten of the Father. The Bible says so. I'm talking to Christians. And so I don't have to go into unnecessary details. When I tell a story, you know what I mean. You know where it is coming from. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because When Jesus said, "Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am?" It's because he knows his own importance. And he knows that it's not everybody that knows who he is. But Apostle Paul knew who he was. The apostles, all they knew who he was. And Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 1, and verse 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, that statement he made there, where he said, Jesus Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. The power of God and the wisdom of God. And he told the Colossians in Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, concerning Christ, in whom I hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. This wisdom and knowledge is not computer knowledge. It's not technological knowledge. It's not wisdom how to make money. It's not business wisdom. It is wisdom of how to escape the Antichrist spirit. To escape from the enemies of your soul. The wisdom that God used to restore human beings back to what he intended in the Garden of Eden, that wisdom is Christ Jesus. The power, hallelujah, to transform a sinner to a saint, where is that power? It's in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. By this water, hypertension, diabetes, ulcer, cancer, HIV, AIDS, cough, chest problem is over in the name of Jesus. I declare this water a hormonal drug in the name of Jesus. I declare this water the medicine of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Religious spirit. It's not a beast. It's not an animal. The Antichrist spirit is carrying Bible. Don't you live your Christian life influenced by brethren around you. You be the one to influence others. Don't let others influence you. Salvation is a personal thing. First, it is an individual affair. The most shameful death was given to him. Who is that him? The Holy One of Israel was crucified by the holy people of Israel in the holy city. If you don't hear the shout and respond, you will never go in the rapture. The response that came out of denomination is not a change of church address only. It is your ability to subject yourself to the word. Oil and oil. Water and water. The two cannot mix. One must be on top. Which one will be on top? Oil is the Holy Ghost on top. Water is the world. All worldly people will be under. And Holy Ghost people will be on top. Push them under so that you can remain on top. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He came to his own. His own received him not. John 1 verse 11. But as many as received him, to them did what? Gave them what? Power to do what? To become the sons of God. The power to become a child of God is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You see how important it is? Satan knows it. Principalities are powers. They know it. That is why he too has an agenda to work against that Christ, that wisdom, that power that God is using. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 19, the popular scripture, the Bible says that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19 says so. God of creation, the creator of the universe, amen, hallelujah, came in human form, came in a man, that man Jesus, and became Emmanuel. Emmanuel. It's not a slogan, it's a reality. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Satan knows it. Satan knows who he is. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 prophesied it. Once a prophecy goes forth, that's why I told you, I said that even in this ministry, when a true prophecy is released to you of a blessing that will change your life, I say your prayer should begin because Satan will come against that prophecy. I've told you this. But the truth is that he cannot defeat the purpose of God. He can't. He can't. But you must pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, he says, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child. And his name shall be called Emmanuel. Hallelujah. And so, Satan began to watch. A virgin, in Israel. Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. From verse 1. See it. Chapter 12. Catch why I am saying this. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Who is that woman? Israel. All those symbols typing, telling you who it is. If you don't catch the symbol of the moon and the star under the, you can know that the 12 stars are the 12 tribes of Israel that made the nation of Israel. And she, Israel, being with a child, cried, traveling in birth and pained to be delivered. She was with a child. She was pregnant. It's typing it with a woman that is pregnant. 9 months is full and is in expectation. And when the labor pain, they call it labor pain, starts at the point of delivery, that woman is always very uncomfortable. She has pains everywhere. And the history of the Jews lets you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The history lets you know that after they came back, they were still under the Roman rulership. And then a lot of operations were going on. And then conditions came that all their teachers began to console them. Don't worry. God promised us a Messiah. God promised us a Messiah. When he comes, this is what he will do. This is what he will do. He will deliver us from all this oppression. Although those teachers were teaching what they didn't even understand. Hallelujah. They didn't understand how the process would take place. But they taught their followers certain things they should watch out for when the Messiah comes. The evidence is in John chapter 4. When that woman by the well, that Samaritan woman, and then met Jesus, right? And when Jesus Christ gave her a little discernment, hallelujah, of who she was, remember that for the past 400 years, there had been no prophet in the land of Israel until John the Baptist came. And even when John the Baptist came, John the Baptist did not come prophesying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, but then, they kept telling them, don't worry, when the time comes, you will see, he will do this, he will do that, he will do this, he will do that. And then he gave that woman at the well a little sign, and the woman said, our fathers told us that when the Messiah will come, you've been speaking like you are speaking. I mean, are you? Amen. That is the extent of their expectation. They were pained to be delivered. And that delivery was about to take place. Distress. The end of the world is coming now. The evidence that Christ will soon come. Distress of nation. For the whole earth, the Bible says, all creation is groaning. For what? For the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Said it so. Hallelujah. Because the whole world has been polluted. The weather pattern has been distorted by economic activities, industrial activities. The atmosphere has been polluted. Hallelujah. God's shield of protection in the earth's atmosphere has been tampered with by the activities of man. They destroy the biotic system of the earth. The natural way God has put for plants to grow. They themselves, they know they have destroyed it. And so they need fertilizer now for the earth to produce again. They themselves, they know that naturally we have destroyed it. It can't produce again. And the more they put that fertilizer, the more the earth is destroyed with chemicals. And it is as affecting us. It is affecting the animals. It is affecting everything. All the food we eat. That's why we don't live as long as the people of old. When the earth was not polluted to this level. The air you breathe is polluted. The room you sit down. Everything is now artificial. You cannot use natural air anymore. It is air condition. And that air condition is artificial coolness. God did not make us to live in the Garden of Eden by air condition. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the condition. And the world is decaying and decaying and decaying. If the Lord tarries, if a man will reach 30 years, they'll say, he was very old before he died. Because the whole system, why? It is the same condition of the earth groaning. Now, you sleep. Hallelujah. And the condition that you stay in your house is worse than the way they put prisoners. You have burglary proof 1, burglary proof 2, burglary proof 3, then before the iron door, then before anti-bullet door, then you lock. If you go and knock at somebody's door, if rain they beat outside, they will beat you tired because it's opening the first door, opening the second door. But to start with, he will come and look at you first. Who is it? He will hear the voice from inside first. Who is it? Then he said, now Pastor Moses. Sure, say not him. Then you go up to see him first. Hey, Pastor, make a bring key. Rain the beat me for outside. Fear everywhere. Fear everywhere. Anybody that buy a new car, when they drive, the only people that enjoy driving are people who are driving very old car. Former Mercedes flat boot. You know, nobody will disturb you. Even police will not disturb you for checkpoints. But anybody with a new car, that's what they do. Baba, give chance, now make I go. So stress, distress, because you don't know whether the thief they follow you. Praise God. That was the condition of Israel. That they were expecting a Messiah. The next verse. Verse 2 says, as she being with child, traveling in birth, and pained to be delivered, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon. That is the appearance of that spirit. It's Satan. Hallelujah. Having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. We know that. That's how you know that he's talking about Lucifer. When he rebelled against God and was able to get a followership of up to one third of the angels in heaven to rebel against God and under the captainship of Angel Michael. Hallelujah. And Gabriel, they arose and they chased him out of heaven. To be chased out of heaven is to be removed out of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It should be, you know, for the glory of God to leave them. And death sentence was passed upon them. And that is where they are going up and down in the spirit. And if we go die, you too, God, anything we go, where you make, go follow us. Even including plants and animals. We will destroy everything you make on earth. There are some storms that it is a demon passing by. There are some tornadoes that it is a principality passing by a nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are some earthquakes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That it is Satan not to trouble the peace of a particular area. I didn't say all, I said some. And he stayed through the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to earth. So that's why the Bible says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Because that demon has been cast down here with his angels. All of them are on earth here. Going to and fro. Seeking whom they may devour. That's what the Bible says. And the dragon, see, stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Amen. Satan is watching every prophecy in the Bible concerning redemption. It is only believers that are not watching. Even when Christ himself said, watch and pray. We are not watchful. We are not watchful. So many of us, we pray. But to watch, we are not watchful. We pray, there are people that do vigil every night in their homes. Yes, pray to wave away. There are two types of prayer that every believer prays. Church, there are two types of prayers that every believer prays. Number one, we pray against the fiery darts of the enemy. Apostle Paul told us in Ephesians chapter 6 that we may be able to stand and withstand them. Hallelujah. Witches and wizards, devourers, sicknesses and all manner of dangers that are flying all about. We are supposed to pray against it. And it is not praying sometimes. We are to pray always. Every Christian must have a prayer program for his personal self. Not waiting on only church prayer program. And the second type of, that first type of prayer is what brings us here in this church. Every Friday is what makes us join prayer groups and come here and sort it out. And it is what makes this church to have even intercessors 24 hours intercessors for this ministry. It is needed. The second line of prayer that every Christian must pray and every day is, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See. He says, placing my hands the wonderful key that shall all class and set me free. He said, silently now, I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Thy will. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit, be mine. It's a prayer. It's a prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, let me not miss your salvation. Lord, anything that will make me miss heaven, take it away from me. It's a prayer line. It's a prayer point. And that is the kind of prayer we know we need. That's why we are undergoing 21 days fasting. It is a time for self-examination. It's not a time to pray against witches and wizards. It is a time to look at your life, cleanse it, anything, preparing for home going in 21 days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Unfortunately, I'm telling you, listen. You know, that is it. There are different types of people in the church. There are some people that will not agree to fast. And I've told you this thing, church. In your Christian journey, the Bible says every church will give account of her church. Eh? Eh? Okay. Salvation is a personal thing, first. Because you don't know the destination of your neighbor. You don't know his origin. You don't know who he is. The end will say it all. So don't you live your Christian life influenced by brethren around you. You be the one to influence others. Don't let others influence you. Church, it is an individual affair, Christianity. That's why I love that song. If you won't go, don't hinder me. Don't hinder me. Whether you are my wife, you are my husband, you are my child, you are my what, whatever it is, don't do anything around me that will disturb my eternal destination. The greatest problem anybody has is you yourself. I'm telling you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Satan standing there was watching this prophecy where they say a child will be born. Well, just make it come out now. Kill him. Kill him. If I kill him, finish, I will see how God will use after I don't kill him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 5. And she brought forth a man child. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If he cannot stop that woman from giving birth to that child, he cannot stop that child from fulfilling his purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of you that get pregnant, when you're about to deliver, fear is going to catch you. For the past 9 months, that witch could not attack that pregnancy. What makes you think that it's at the point of birth that he'll come and attack it? Lie. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That man child was born. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Amen. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. So by that you know who that child was. Who was that child? Are you saying it be confident? Who? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he stood to devour. And the thing there is that when Apostle Paul says we are not unaware of the devices of Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. People don't know. And Apostle Paul is the same person that said, henceforth we know no man again after the flesh. Hallelujah. By their fruits we shall know them. Jesus says so. And so every human being, amen, there are two spirits If you're a Christian, watch it. It is either a demon that is guiding your spiritual life, or it is the Holy Ghost that is guiding your spiritual life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Satan is a spirit. A spirit is not flesh. And a spirit, like God, God is a spirit. God is also a spirit. And if God is going to walk among men, then he will choose men that he will use to walk among men. It's a principle. The same thing also. If Satan is going to destroy men, he will also look for men and women that he will use to destroy fellow human beings. So that people will be looking at, it is my husband is a witch, my mama is a witch, and then the demon is there hiding. Now your mama, not true. Now your mama, not be me, now your mama. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How did he do it? In Matthew chapter 2. It was that Antichrist spirit that anointed Herod. When the wise men from the east came to him, looking for the king that was born. Immediately, they said that Antichrist spirit that stood before Israel, watching to devour that man-child, entered Herod. Therefore, the spirit that was on Herod, that was looking for Jesus Christ to kill, that spirit was not the spirit of Herod. It was the Antichrist spirit. It was Antichrist spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just to kill Jesus Christ. Since he could not identify where he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since he could not identify where he is. When those wise men did not come back, he confided and noticed that by now, the child cannot be more than 2 years. And he ordered every male child that from 2 years down, kill him. Just to get. So you know that it is not Herod. You know it's not a human being doing that. You know it's not a human being. Because Israel respects anywhere they hear, thus said the Lord, so person is a king. They respect it. They do. So you know that murderous spirit, hallelujah, for the enemy said, a thief coming over to do what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's a killer. It's the same spirit that was in Cain that made him to kill Abel. It's the same Antichrist spirit, anti-God's purpose. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why in John chapter 8, if you read from verse 37, let's read it so that you just catch some salient points there. In John chapter 8, he had a discussion from verse 37. Jesus Christ was telling us religious Pharisees and Sadducees, I know that you are Abraham's seed, because they are quick to say Abraham is our father. We are the seed of Abraham. We are the genuine seed. We came in through the free woman, not the bond woman, Hagar. We are the Christians. We are the Christians, and they boast about it. Can't you see? I speak in tongue. I have the largest church. I have the largest this. I have that. Can't you see? I know that ye are Abraham's seed, verse 37. But you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father. And you do that which you have seen with your father. Hallelujah. Your father. So there are people carrying Bible. They are sitting down in the church. But we have two different fathers. We have two different fathers. Some people, papa and a devil. If your papa and a devil, your hand up. Hallelujah. Be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. If you go and marry an unbeliever, your father-in-law will be devil. And if your father-in-law is devil, then I don't know. Hey, your father-in-law will not be Satan in Jesus' name. Light and darkness cannot miss. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 39. The answer I said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me. A man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. And they knew who he was talking about. He was talking about the serpent. Amen. The serpent who was inspired by Satan. Amen. To disturb the family of Adam. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. God is our father. Why did he say they're not born of fornication? Because Cain was a product of fornication between Eve and the serpent. They know it. They know it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But that's not where I am going today. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, amen, you will love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? You see? Even because you cannot hear my word. There is nothing in you to be able to understand what I am saying because of your origin. That's what he's saying. A simple paraphrase, that's what he's saying. There is nothing in you to understand what I'm saying. Why? Because your father is Cain. Cain was from an animal. Hallelujah. And no matter how, God himself came down to preach to Cain, go and offer the same sacrifice that your brother offered. He just could not understand what God speak. He said, it does that defiant spirit. And my brother's keeper. Why are you asking me? My brother's keeper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God pronounced a judgment upon him. He said to say, have mercy on me. He said, God, the punishment too much. May you reduce him. That's what Cain was telling God. God. It's too much because anybody will go, anybody will see me now because we talk now. In future, they're going to kill me, they're going to pursue me, I'm not going to find peace. And merciful God, because it is what you ask, he will do for you. If you have said, forgive me, God will have forgiven him. But he said, reduce it for me. So God said, okay, all you want is to reduce it. And God put a mark on him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And put a mark on him so that any man that sees him will not, you won't touch him. And well, we know today, praise the Lord, through 31 or 2 scriptures, we have a key. Hallelujah. That we know that mark of Cain was that God turned him to a giant. So that any stupid thing that wants to come, when you see him, you go run. Instead of attacking him. Although you know, say, that he caused trouble on earth. He put a mark on him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I read on again. You can't hear it. And I repeat. Even in this church. Bride assembly. Hallelujah. There are people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing we are saying here that they ever have anything in them to understand what we are doing. Especially those two groups of people. Hallelujah. Some have been beclouded with problems. And they have allowed the problem just stay. All they are looking for is solution to this problem. The thing will bring me come this church. Now make this problem go. And me, I tell God to say, any church I go, and this problem go, now there I go stay worshiping. And I don't come here now. It's only 3 months now, up to now. The problem never go. Praise the Lord. So, when it is time, bring mirror. They bring the biggest mirror. Bring water. They bring one bag. Hallelujah. Bring padlock. They will bring six. What? Power must change hands. Hallelujah. They are the ones. Immediately we close. Yeah. No matter how much God manifests here, the prayer we pray here, the moment we close, yeah, children's church hall, they are waiting for vision. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Watch them. They don't have the sticker of this church unless you tell them, say, if you place that sticker for your house, devil no go come. They will patch everywhere the house with the sticker. In book, they don't have. Watch them. Bible, they don't get. Oh yeah, look your side. Look your side. Look your side now. Now you are the talk to. Why will you come to church without Bible? What do you bring you come? What do you come for? Where do they go when you come here? Praise the Lord. The second group of people, blessed be the name of the Lord, are those like Judas. All they see is what I can gain from the gospel. And they know, once I am anointed and I have a gift that can attract people to come to me, I will make it. I will build houses. I will ride the best car. I will do this. And so, all they are after, I am telling you this thing, they have no time to even worship God. Watch it. If you know some of them, during Bible study, you will not see them in the church. Now I'm telling you this thing, that's the truth. Hallelujah. During Bible study, you will not see them in the church. I'm telling you, that is the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every opportunity. Imagine me, a servant of God, stand and lay a curse here on anybody that will charge people for praying for them, directly or indirectly. I lay a curse. Like God laid a curse on Cain. He's not repenting. You come and meet me. Pastor, reverse that curse. God is not happy. That time when you talk, the thing they work, may you reverse them. You know, you be pastor. You know, waiting to talk, the thing they come to pass. No. May you know they talk like that. Oh. Hallelujah. Satan is a liar. There are the two groups of people in the church of Jesus Christ. And so, no matter what you say, what can I make from it? Judas, you are of your father, the devil. Devil is your papa. Men and women in this church, that you charge people before they pray for you. Before you pray for them. From here to the east, you say, they bring 50,000 naira. You then negotiate prayer for a child of God, for whose reason God gave you that gift. God will judge you. 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 That's how I know the children of hell. They are the ones hellfire was produced for. God gave you a gift because he knows that his children, poor children, that the devil will mess up. He will, they will need, they will cry upon him to help them. But since he will always use man to meet the needs of man, he raised me up and anointed me, gave me a gift to use it to solve the people's problem, he said, I use it and frustrate them again. God will judge me. He's an antichrist spirit. It's an antichrist spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I never finished reading that verse. Verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. You are of your father the devil. And the lust, that is his desires of your father, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. And abode not in the truth. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of every liar here. Your father is devil. I'm reading Bible, not me talking. You see what Bible say? Everyone, anytime you tell a lie, your father is the one making you tell that lie. Because you know the truth. Why are you perverting the truth? What is lie? Lie is truth perverted. That's all. You know that it is the truth. Now you thief. No, not be me thief. Your papa and the devil. When are you thief? But a child of God will say, yes, let me thief. Now hungry make me do one. Forgive me, I'll pay. Because there is no lie in him. He can't lie. If he lies, he won't be able to. You know, sometimes, on a serious note, you know, see, don't just read Bible, study the Bible. See, let this Bible speak to you. I'm telling you, let the Bible speak to you sometimes. Then you begin to understand the mystery of godliness and the mystery of iniquity. Till tomorrow, until we get to heaven, I'm still wanting to be clarified this great mystery. That I read this Bible and I portray myself as a pastor. And a man and his wife come to me for counseling. And as I talk finish, I begin to lust after his wife. And then I begin to look. When they go finish, I begin to chase the woman to sleep with her. With Bible in my hand. Who is calling? Pastor Moses. Pastor Moses. With Bible. You know, I'm a servant of God. Church, if you say you don't know Antichrist, I want you to know now. And let me tell you, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When the Bible says, let them that name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Amen. Hallelujah. See, time has come for us to live according to this Bible. Open 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's stop pretending to be Christians. Verse 11. But now, I have written unto you not to keep company, fellowship. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or a 419 extortioner. He said, with such a one, no, not to eat. It's time to practice this Bible. Don't call me brother. I will not call you sister. Then after that, I'm hearing all this nonsense that unbelievers do around you also. Who sent you come? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A tear is a tear. A wheat is a wheat. Oil na oil. Water na water. The two cannot mix. One must be on top. Which one will be on top? Oil is the Holy Ghost on top. Water is the one. All worldly people will be under. And Holy Ghost people will be on top. Push them under so that you can remain on top. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 45. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinced me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Even me, ordinary Pastor Moses here, I can speak this same scripture. Which of you listening to me now? Which of you members of Blind Assembly? Which of you ministers working closely with me? Which of you workers working around me? Domestic workers and workers that are working in my office. Which of you convinced me of sin? And if I stay and I tell you the truth, then why do you not believe me? Because it is possible for a man who is married, filled with the Holy Ghost, to stay away from fornication. I am an evidence. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's possible for an anointed man of God to live a life and attend to people without charging them. I have never, directly or indirectly, collected money from anybody because of the gift of God in my life. I have never. Never ever. Then why don't you believe me? Why you? Why you? Why? What is your connection with me? What do you gain from me as God's servant pastoring you? The spirit from the top is supposed to flow. Why is there fornication among us? Why are some brethren here, you know, behaving the way they behave? When I speak against it, I am not into jealousy. I am not jealous. Why are you jealous of one another? Those of you God is using. Why do you gossip? I don't gossip. I don't gossip. I don't gossip. As a principle in my life, I don't say anything concerning you behind you that I cannot tell you face to face. It's a principle. It's a principle. I can't. So that maybe me and you, we are talking about Pastor Thomas. Then suddenly he entered. Then I changed. So Ananti, so which they say they bring your wife for prayer. Now what will they talk about? Am I not even ashamed that what you would think about me? So my own is, if I'm talking about you, before you enter, I'll say, sit down. Now you will they talk about. Before you came in, now God bring you come. Praise the Lord. And if you tell me anything, I will go and say, sister, brother Ananti, say, you talk, say, you must know from where I hear them. I will come and say, then say, what it be, then say? Then say is the spirit of the language of a gossip. Then say, where then say, from which radio station then say? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A thought occurred to me. Hallelujah. Whatever brought you to Bride Assembly, it is that thing that will send you away from this church. Do you know that? Because there are some people that sometimes when I turn, I will not see them again. Amen. And when you turn and look, you will discover that she had a relationship with her brother. And the thing broke. So she stopped coming to church. Why? Because the reason why she came to Bride Assembly was to find husband. The thing didn't work again. So, may change address. And some, the prophets carried them come. Unfortunately for them, they met a false prophet. And they prophesied, it no work. The team, Peter! You don't go to that church again. It's true. It is what takes you to a church. And there are people that are here because of the word. How many of them are here? Now listen. It means the day that the word is misplaced, you will carry your Bible and go. And you are free to go. You are free to go. Don't be a mumu. Eh? Are you hearing me? The day you see Pastor Moses arrested for him and his wife on top of the altar, don't wait until he changes his name to Reverend Moses, because you know certainly he will soon change to Reverend Pastor Dr. Moses Ali. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The day you hear us giving any condition before we minister to you, you must buy our tape. If you don't buy our tape, we will not see you. Any day you see us reach that level, that Antichrist spirit has taken over. It will soon strike. Amen. This gospel will receive it freely. And freely we shall minister. Hallelujah. I hate that thing. There are some accusations shall not even be heard that before you deny yourself out of it. He says, it's a lie, yo. It's a lie. They are setting me up. They are jealous. Hey, pastor, they are jealous in me. You mean you were not chasing that sister? I was saying, hey, this is devil. This is devil. This is devil. This is devil. Even if you did not chase her, then you must have given an impression by the way you act around her that you were interested in her. Therefore, even your countenance should be checked. You should do everything to make sure that there is nothing the devil can use. I accuse you. It's true. Hallelujah. Why will a woman sit down in front of me? And I'm telling her, sister, it's your boss. Now what? Okay. You say, what thing bring you come? If the woman say you didn't chase me now, you say, it's a lie. Tell me where I chase you. Where? You don't chase them now. She sit down. Why they look at her breast? Some people are converted, but their eyes are not yet converted. Hallelujah. May your eyes be converted, brother, in the name of Jesus. I say it again, brother. May your eyes be converted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's true now. Why will somebody enter? Not be your wife. Then you begin to lust after her.
The bright voice.
My Father and my God, you earn my last breath. You have the final say over my life. That's why I must worship you, Papa. I must worship you because before the foundation of the world, you put my name in the book of life. I must worship you for the sacrifice you offered for me, Lord. Oh, a religious spirit. It's not a beast. It's not an animal. The Antichrist spirit is carrying Bible. Don't you live your Christian life influenced by brethren around you. You be the one to influence others. Don't let others influence you. Salvation is a personal thing. First, it is an individual affair. The most shameful death was given to him. Who is that him? The Holy One of Israel was crucified by the holy people of Israel in the holy city. If you don't hear the shout and respond, you will never go in the rapture. The responder that came out of denomination is not a change of church address only. It is your ability to subject yourself to the word. Oil and oil. Water and water. The two cannot mix. One must be on top. Which one will be on top? Oil is the Holy Ghost on top. Water is the word. All worldly people will be under. And Holy Ghost people will be on top. Push them under so that you can remain on top. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Antichrist spirit, I repeat, is a religious spirit. It's a religious spirit. The Antichrist spirit is not a beast. It's not an animal that is coming from anywhere. The Antichrist spirit is carrying Bible. Works with those who hold Bible. The next stage, when he could not kill Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ defeated him by rising again from the grave the third day, that resurrection was the defeat of Satan. Eh? Do you believe that? Because he mounted Roman soldiers that they should guard it. The third day there was an earthquake. Any aspect of your life that Satan has covered, has killed and buried, today there will be earthquake. I said today there will be earthquake. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians, this is the way Apostle Paul put it, chapter 11. I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Virgin here is not a physical virginity, because it is both man and woman here. It's talking about pure, unadulterated faith. Doctrine, undefiled doctrine. Staying true to the word of God. Hallelujah. But I fear, verse 3, lest by any means, as the serpent is going back to the Garden of Eden, beguiled, deceived him through his subtlety, mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. That was simplicity. Salvation is not grammar. Simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh, Apostle Paul knew that after his departure, they will come. They will come, oh, they will come. Hallelujah. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if we receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. Note it. Hallelujah. There is another Jesus. There is another spirit. There is another gospel. There is another Jesus. Amen. There is another gospel. There is another spirit. Go to verse 13. For such, verse 13, are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. So, there is not Christ that appointed them. They transform themselves. They transform themselves. Hallelujah. They transform themselves. Hey. Verse 14. And no marvel, no wonder. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers. Satan has ministers. Satan has ministers. If his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Satan has his own. They come as an angel of light. That is as if they have a revelation they want to give. But check very well. It is another revelation. They are coming by another spirit. They are coming to show you another Jesus. Not the Jesus that died on the cross on Calvary and made salvation freely to all. 1 Timothy chapter 4. The same Apostle Paul kept warning. Verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, the end of time, we are in that latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed, that is listening and obeying, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience snared with a hot iron. Who is a hypocrite? A hypocrite is one that is hiding his motive for doing something. That's a hypocrite. Supposedly they are preaching Jesus, but the truth is that they are coming to seduce you and introduce something else to you. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. What they are saying, 2 Peter chapter 2, call it damnable heresy. Open 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2, and I read from verse 1 also. But there were false prophets also among the people in the wilderness. We have Dathan, we have Korah, we have Abiram, that withstood Moses. Even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. He would deny the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many, that sister that sent me that text, you are hearing now, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. They will always have followers. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like I said, in Matthew 24, verse 24, Jesus Christ says that spirit will be so close that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. And it is only the elect that we hear the shout. Can I see them here today? Now, do you know what I mean by the shout? Eh? Hallelujah. You know, on Friday night we spoke about the shout. Hallelujah. And we shouted. It is not that type of shout. Hallelujah. You heard the shout and you came out. Those are only the elect. And listen, church. Eh, sister, they hear me? They hear me? They hear me? Listen very well. If you don't hear the shout and respond, you will never go in the rapture. Why? It is only those in this age, the chamberlain. You can never be a queen without passing through the chamberlain. Do you understand? You can never be a queen of the king until the chamberlain prepares you. And the chamberlain preparing the bride in this seventh church age, that chamberlain is the man, William Marion Abraham, with the word to dress The bride. In Revelation chapter 19 and verse 7, it said the bride has made herself ready. Can you see it? Can you see it? Look up, your redemption is near. See her? The bride has made herself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at it. And to her it is given that she should be arrayed. In what? White. White linen. Clean and white. Fine linen, sorry. Fine linen. Clean and white. And he said that that dress is the righteousness of the saints. Hallelujah. On the day of wedding, no bride dresses herself. Eh? There are always bridesmaids to dress her. The bride of Jesus Christ is being dressed now by the message of the hour. Hallelujah. And that is why you are hearing here now. That's why you are hearing here. Did you hear me mentioning daddy anywhere? Or mommy anywhere? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I say, anybody that gets in touch with this ministry and you still end up in hell, it is because you are ordained to go to hell. All that a Christian needs to prepare for the homegoing, we have told you here. And we have not finished telling you, because we are still waiting to hear what the thunders will say. And when we hear it, we will tell you. Praise the Lord. And it will not be one man that will hear it like me. Eh? Amen. We shall all hear it. Hallelujah. We shall all hear. Because God is going to raise men around the world that will say something that you and I, you will not be waiting for me to come and interpret it. We shall all hear it together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. At least watch a church. Only those who heard that message, they responded and came out of denomination. And to come out of denomination is not a change of church address only. Hallelujah. It is your ability to subject yourself to the word. Thinking it was right in the denomination, but you come across the truth, then you correct it. That is the trimming of the lamb. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You trim your lamb very well. That lamb will show brightly that baptism is in the name of Jesus. You correct it. You correct it. Pastor Papa was telling me that he believes that God brought him to Nigeria so that he will get in touch with me. I said, you don't have problem with anything we are preaching? He said, truth is truth. That's all he said. He said, truth is truth. Hallelujah. He said, truth is truth. When I go to Ukraine, I will baptize all the members of his church. And all of them will go and buy skirts. Their sisters will buy skirts. And dress like Christians. There is no Oyibo Holy Ghost and African Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is Holy Ghost. And God is not an Oyibo man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the preachers all over the world hear me. Quantity. Quality is better than quantity. Does that mean anything to you? Quality is better than quantity. Stop looking for members. And in the course of that, lower the bar of the gospel. So that the gate can be opened and every cockroach will come and gather. They are my church members. No! For visiting that here, you don't belong here. That's why I'm saying it, so that you will leave us alone. Go and look at your pastor. Sister, I'm not a pastor of women who wear trousers. I'm not your pastor. If you put my number in your phone as my pastor, no! Put it there as Mr. Moses. I'm not your pastor. I'm a pastor of sheep, not goats. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many people am I pastoring? Put up your hand. Let me see. We're enough now. We're plenty now. We're plenty now. We're plenty now. We're plenty. If your Christianity, the spirit in you, is saying that you can wear trousers, it doesn't matter, then go to Oregu. That's where your church is. Or go to Ikotu. If you are looking for a prophet whose members can dress in trousers and put on every worldly attachments, go to Ikotu. That man there can be your prophet and your pastor. Emmanuel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Many shall follow their pernicious ways with enticing words. Oh, glory be to God. Therefore, God himself, when Satan took over the denominations with a pale horse rider, Satan raised up a man in this age by the name of William Marion Braham. But as soon as the message went forth, Satan said, hey, now here you there now. That's where I am closing now. Let's come home to the message. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now, in the entire message, Antichrist have come. No will come. They have come. They are armed. Because that is the only place that the prophecy of Jesus Christ will be fulfilled. That it will be so close that they will be able to deceive the very elect. And the elect, listen church, the elect, known as the wise virgins, they are in the message, followers of the end time message. The foolish virgins, they are in the denominations.
Yes, sir. Thank
you, sir. No foolish virgin has seen the message of William Branham. None. Because if you see it, it becomes a judgment against you if you turn it down.
Yes,
so you cannot say you were foolish. They were foolish because, hallelujah, they did not have the oil revelation. And they did not hear the shout. Therefore, they were busy there. Remember, they were virgins. And according to the understanding of Revelation chapter 20 verse 4, they form part of that group there. They will pay with their blood after the rapture.
Yes,
but they will be in the millennium.
Yes, sir.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. They will be there. There are another group that will be raptured. Hallelujah. But they will pay with their blood. The Antichrist, they are the ones that the Antichrist will kill, because all other people will follow. But they cannot be idol worshippers. They will refuse. And they will refuse only to find out the time you should have refused. You were too busy serving the system when the bride was there getting herself ready. And so they pay. They will pay for it. We too, we have paid our own. Are we not paying now? We are paying. So they too, they must pay. Hallelujah. There is something you have to overcome. Our own time, we were resisting the spirit of error. Hallelujah. Their own time, they will resist because grace is over. Their own time, no more grace. We are under grace now. Hallelujah. Therefore, Satan, God will not allow us to be persecuted now. Amen. We are not ordained to go by the way of persecution. But we have a spirit to resist. And our own is even more dangerous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our own is more dangerous. More dangerous. William Branham made a statement. He says that he would rather, hallelujah, befriend a drunk than to befriend a liar. So that you understand what we are withstanding. Because a drunkard, now, you know, now beer is not fine to drink. Eh? Anything goes. Eh? Anything goes. Eh? Once you can give him his beer, no problem. All he's doing around you, now beer is fine. But a liar is going to make you stand on a sinking sand. He's leading you. That's why the Antichrist spirit, that spirit is a spirit of perdition that leads to destruction. Hallelujah. And so, in this age, that is what we are resisting. Resisting the attempt to commercialize the gospel. I was trying to refer to the other time. And when he was leaving Ephesus, his valedictory speech, the last comments he passed, and then I picked part of it from verse 29. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, verse 28. He was talking to the elders, the ministers, and this is what he said. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, not general overseer, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this. Are you with me? This is Paul saying, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, of your own selves shall men arise among you, speaking perverse things and drawing away disciples after them. William Branham said the same thing concerning his departure. There was a vision he had. He saw a snake. He saw a snake. A serpent that was stood before him, and he took a sword to cut off the head. The snake escaped. He was able to cut only the tail. The head and the remaining part of the body entered the water. William Branham came out of that vision and he was very worried. Later sermons, he said that because at that time, because of the way God was using him, a group of people were already saying that he was God, he was Messiah, he was Christ. And then he got to know it, and the course of preaching, he said, he fought it, he fought that spirit. But he said that is that snake, that serpent, with a sword, which is the word. He was going to kill it, but he didn't finish killing it. It entered the water. The water there is the world. And he said, it means that spirit is still alive. It entered the world. And we didn't know what he meant. Apostle Paul said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. So he was not fighting the ministry of Apostle Paul. His own is, he's going to look for food to eat. So please, don't say people who left here, they are antichrist. No. In fact, I have not seen any antichrist that has left here yet. Praise the Lord. Forget those kind of people that went to one church at Shomolu. There was one that was a Sunday school teacher here. Was a preacher here. Hallelujah. Forget it. Amen. If I tell him today, come back here, he will run. and come back. He doesn't fit where he is. He's just there to save face. It's just a hiding place. And so to remain there, he has to say some things to make the man look there and see, and they support you, and they support you. Then he's busy abusing bride assembly. Now lie! We know! Now lie! If I say, come back, you are forgiven. Come and continue your ministry. He will come here and stand here again and abuse that man. So he's not Antichrist. He's not Antichrist. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read something here and close on these comments. Amen. There is a pastor, amen, that has had reason, let me not go into the details, to make a little write-up. I got some copies of this write-up. I gave to some of you. I have just asked him to tell me the cost of producing one so that I can send him the money to his printers to print them for me to give our members. Hallelujah. For those who like to study. Now let me read excerpts from a little write-up that he titled, My Faith Has Found a Resting Place. He is also in the business of exposing the Antichrist, a message believer. His church is at in Ogun State, Ijoko. And he is Pastor Billy Joseph. And I'm reading from page 7 of that write-up. This is what he said. He said, a lot of hard to detect, cunningly devised fables of glittering deceptions and perversions that look like they're true are coming out every day by the ambitious, glory-seeking individuals in the end-time message world. The Bible prophesied concerning derailing from the faith. The Bible prophecy concerning derailing from the faith is rapidly coming to pass in our day. In almost every nation, you will find one individual rising to proclaim himself to be something special. They will pick some quotes of the prophet and twist them and place their ambitious interpretations on them and proclaim themselves to be what God did not make them. They do it without fear. It is a spirit upon the people. In the message titled The Messiah, the prophet, Brother Abraham, spoke about some impostors who rose before him claiming to be Elijah. He said, but, this is William Brown saying, but the true Elijah will be the one that will restore our faith to the early apostles of the beginning, not to the modern day apostles. Don't overlook that sign. Unquote. It is the only way of escape. In Acts chapter 5, verse 36 to 37, Dr. Gamaliel referred to some impostors in the Bible days when he said, and I read verse 36, Acts chapter 5, for before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself. You know, there are always boasters and intimidators. To be somebody to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slave and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of taxing, and drew away much people after him, he also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. Unquote. I read on. They are always boasters and intimidators, claiming to be somebody. It is not a new thing. It is a spirit. It will not die until the lake of fire. That's what he's saying. But one amazing thing with God is this. He respects himself as God. And he will never condescend to the carnal level of any impostor or an impersonator to argue with them. No. He does not argue with anybody. It is a religious world where you are at liberty to call and make yourself anything you want to. You can call yourself God himself, or Holy Mary, the mother of God, or John, or Jehu, or Guru Maharaj, or Pope, the vicar of God, or anything you want to. There is no case about it in the court of law. It is your faith. It is your belief. God will neither fight nor peep from heaven and shout, "Hey, my children, don't believe him. He is not Jesus, or he is not John, or Guru, or whatever you might claim to be." No, God will not do that. So anybody could claim himself to be anything. Such does not move God. Since the Trinitarians have divided God into three pieces, and the Catholics have blasphemously called that Mary is the mother of the eternal Spirit God, and the Pentecostal denominations continue to ordain women as lady apostles, lady evangelists, and lady pastors and bishops and so on, did God argue with them? Are they not getting more followers? Did God kill them? No! They are even praying, and God hears and answers them in order to fulfill Matthew 5:45 and Matthew 24. This is the pale horse rider's time. The warlord on this horse is death and hell following him. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 8. The foundation has been laid. Let everyone be careful of what they are building upon it, because every man's work will be tried by fire. Some are building gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble upon it. But the word of God says, God has chosen a day in which he will judge every man's work. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. God also says, I will ease me of mine adversary and avenge me of mine enemies. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 24. So we can say concerning the impostors and impersonators, their emergence will have no end in as much as the church is still here waiting to be raptured. The tireless devil will not leave the church alone. Imposters filled everywhere in the message of the hour, yet the message is of God. Remember, Jesus said, many shall come in my name and say, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. These deceivers will not claim to be just an apostle, prophet, evangelist, or local assembly pastor or teacher. No, rather, they will claim to be the special anointed messenger. They will claim to be the commander-in-chief or the leader of all apostles, who all other ministers should take orders from. The anointed ones at the end time, which the prophet spoke about, are here already. If your faith has not found a resting place, or if you are yet to know what you are restored to and hold on to it according to Revelation 2:25, then you will be bent and subject to every wind of doctrine, tossed to and fro, running from pillar to post. Let me refer you to some impostors. That's the reason why I am reading this. I do not know them all, but they are everywhere in uncountable numbers. In this entire message, there was a man, there was a great man that rose up in those days by the name of Neil Frisby. They are the ones that is the one that established those intermessage churches they call the Brethren. You have heard them. Their headquarters in Nigeria is at Ejigbo. He proclaimed himself a successor of the prophet. He built a giant tabernacle in Arizona, USA, and called it the Capstone Ministry. When he said the rapture, the rapture will take place. People who supposedly were believers from all walks of life were trooping into the structure that he erected. He picked up some quotes of the prophet and twisted them to suit his ambitions. He claimed he is the one revealing the seven thunders and the scroll, and that as John the Baptist was alive on the land before the first advent of Christ, there must be a living prophet on the land to welcome Jesus Christ at his second appearance. God did not stop him. Rather, he prospered and went from conquering to conquer. But do you know what? This Reverend Neil Frisby died, and there was no rapture. You may well guess what became the fate of the millions of dollar capstone building and all those who rested on his assertions. I do not know. We are in a religious world where people are ready to follow anything. Listen to this fact. There is no idea or ism you propagate in which you will not get followers. We are in the world of Athens. In Trinidad and Tobago, that is another one. Another big shot also rose up and proclaimed himself as the chief authority, the vindicator, and the five-star general of all the ministers of the message. He said he is the seven thunders revealer. And many more self-arrogated titles he gave to himself. Alas, he has almost 1 million followers and wields a powerful influence over his followers. This is just to mention few. I do not know them all. Then you will understand why I was led to write in this direction. We also have Reverend Santiago in the USA. He also projected himself as the takeover ministry from William Marion Branham, which will reveal the seven thunders and will also take the gospel to Israel and so on. He is still alive till today doing his own thing. We also have the self-appointed prophet to the Laodicean age. His name is Reverend Thomas M. Branham in Tamil Nadu, India. His own doctrine is that there is one Lord God and there are two messiahs, and that William Marion Branham was not a prophet but was the messiah. He called him man messiah, and that Jesus Christ is the Lord messiah. He said the death of the prophet was for the second atonement, to redeem the bride. He called himself Prophet Thomas Branham, the real messenger and the ambassador of Christ Branham in this Laodicean age. He also gathers on twisted quotes and places private interpretations on them. He gathered all kinds of photograph pillar of fire and of cloud, as if pillar of fire is the only vindication of God's servants. The ministry in the early church was not known by a bunch of photographic pillar of fire at all, but they were vindicated by vivid and undeniable signs and wonders and the pure life they lived. They did not tag themselves Christians, but were nicknamed by the unbelievers at Antioch. That is the Acts of the Apostles that I know. This impersonator and self-appointed anti-prophet Thomas also has great followership all over the world that rested their faith on his lies. It brings me to wonder why some say the elect cannot be deceived. I say they could, because you and I have been deceived before. But only they will not be deceived to the very end because they are elect. I have my doubts whether elect is not persecuting elect in this our age, in the entire message world. I start to be corrected on that if I am wrong. Let me tell you one important thing. The sermon books of William Marion Branham is just like the Bible. You can get anything you want from it. You will surely get words to twist and make yourself anything you want in the Bible and in the sermon books of the prophet. You will surely get as many quotes as you want to twist. If you want to be a polygamist, drunkard, pope, or anything, you will get a word in the Bible and in the sermon books of the prophet to twist to justify the idol in your heart. Apostle Paul said, "For I know this," I quoted where I have read in Acts chapter 20, "that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock, also of your own self," that is in the message world, "shall men arise, calling themselves Jehu or John, or super duper apostles, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." It is always the case that after the passing away of any messenger, egotism and ambition for name making and rat race will set in. Remember, after the death of Gideon in the Bible, Abimelech, his bastard son, shot himself up to be the super champion and know it all apostle. He condemned and killed all his brethren, the fellow ministers, the real sons of the prophet Gideon, and proclaimed himself the dictator and the only one, the infallible chief authority and the lead apostle. He stepped down all those who refused to worship him. He declared himself the only one standing for the ministry of Gideon. Abimelech gathered the Shechemites round him, except Jotham, the escaped one. I've titled a message like that recently, the escaped one. But we know the end of Abimelech. Majority of all these impostors who are fulfilling Matthew 24:24 in the message are not men with secondary school education. They are masters of philosophy, PhD holders in the academic world, while some of them are not. Abimelech was an ambitious, mighty man of valor. Very influential. There are many others like him who are professors of ignorance, orators, speakers, lawyers, and politicians turned preachers. They are smart men. They have powerful words to their disposal to use in any way to pervert whatever they want to establish. They are not backward men in worldly wisdom, and this seriously gives them an edge within the carnal intellectual circles to make believers, especially the carnal youths and the unruly ones that have ministry ambitions. Watch the type of priests, that is the ministers of Apostle Jeroboam and Abimelech. They were not Levites, but vain and light men. They included anyone that will worship them, and through that become an approved minister. Whosoever worship Abimelech, Jeroboam, or our modern day impostors automatically becomes approved ministers. Abimelech, Jeroboam, and Adonijah were great caramel of valor in worldly wisdom. Unquote. From Pastor Billy Joseph from Ijoko Church. Re-echoing what I believe and I have been preaching here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is one more that he didn't add there, but he was mentioning things about the claim of the man. Because another sect is now in Nigeria here. In Nigeria here. Hallelujah. 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 There is one at Onitsha. Odemina. Peter Odemina. Amen. His own claims. Amen. They have a way of putting fear on the followers. And they twist the message of Brother Abraham. And establish what they want to establish. And unknown to them, the spirit that is upon them is the same Antichrist spirit to attack the purpose of the message. To take away the attention of the bride, redirect you away from what God brought this message to achieve. Ozemina from the east. From the east. Blessed be the name of the Lord. After he type, now he preaches that there is polygamy in the church. He said the prophet permitted it. So he has many wives. And he has followers. That's in Nigeria. Hallelujah. And then, after him now, and there are people that baptize in the name of Odemina. They baptize in his name. Amen. Another one again. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That is from the east of Nigeria. Now in the west of Nigeria, another one has risen up recently. A few years now. I think they have risen 4 or 5 years now. Hallelujah. And what is he saying? He's typing himself to John. The continuity of revelation. That's why he was telling you. And this man is a lawyer. So, and amen. Raymond Jackson was saying something about lawyers. With due respect to our barristers here. You are not among them, you hear? Raymond Jackson said he wondered why all the politicians, big politicians in the world, watch them, they all struggle to go and read law. Most of them, they are lawyers. Because a lawyer is trained to make lies look like truth. Amen. And this man that has all risen up now in Nigeria is a lawyer. Very smart. Full of charisma. Big grammar. He will bring it here. Bring it here. Bring it here. Put the picture together. You will ask, how you take discover that something where they use? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is what is happening in the western part of Nigeria, in the city of Lagos. Shamalu is their address. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said he's the one that will eat the scroll. Revelation chapter 10. The book was given to John. The angel said, eat it. It will be bitter. It will be sweet in your mouth, but bitter in your stomach. And he ate it. He said, for thou shalt prophesy again to nations, to many peoples and nations. And he said that John there, with big grammar and typology, he said, it's a ministry. And for you to accept his oath, he went with typologies. Who will Abraham is a type of in the Bible. Who is typing the ministry of Jesus Christ? Will Abraham. After Jesus Christ, there was a lead apostle, which is Apostle Paul. Therefore, there will be a lead apostle after William Branham. And that leading apostle, hallelujah, there will be a chief apostle. And that chief apostle is Raymond Jackson. And he started in small. When Raymond Jackson was alive, and he prophesied and wrote a book. Hallelujah. Using a quote that William Branham said that there is one that is coming after him. But he misplaced that quote. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, William Branham was in a humble way. God will bless Billy Joseph, Pastor Billy Joseph at Ijoku. God will bless him for joining us to fight this nonsense in Nigeria. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A quote William Branham was introducing. He preached the seven church ages. He told us who the first church messenger was, who the second one was. He was calling their name and their dates. And then he also now said in the Laodicean church age, he said this will be their identification. He never when they said, I am the one. Even when he drew it on a board when he was teaching and put the star messengers and their names in a graphic form. When he finished, he left the seven church age without a name. After the service, it was the Holy Ghost that came down. Hallelujah. Before everybody's eyes, a light shone at the altar. And that same drawing, that light drew that same drawing again. And the last one, he put the name William Branham at the Laodicean church age. Hallelujah. The man did not project himself. So he was saying, the man will be coming. We are all looking forward to him coming. And then I will decrease. He started coming after me. And I will give way so that the man will come up. And you'll be saying it in different places to look, you know, in a humble way. Just letting you know that he may be around now. He may be around now, but this will be his identity. Then he begin to give the identity. They begin to give their identity. And then this lawyer now say, wrote a book, he that is to come, that William Branham spoke about, is Raymond Jackson. So he made Raymond Jackson the chief apostle. Raymond Jackson was one of the ministers that rose up after the death of William Branham to counter the spirit of error that wanted to hijack and mess up. God used that man as a teacher of the word and lined us up, and we stood the Antichrist spirit. I thank God for the ministry of that man. And that man, I never visited him. God revealed him to me personally and told me when I was in the midst of those messy believers, confused of what was happening. He told me one day, as I was listening to his message, follow the teachings of this man and you will hit the revival you are looking for. That is what attracted me to that ministry. And that's why his ministry, there is a link in our website, so that you can click and go straight to his website and read all that you're supposed to read. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the ministry that God used to, you know, really hold this message. Now, he's not the only one. There are many. He's not the only one. There are many. Because there will be apostles. There will be prophets. There will be teachers. There were the fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints in this message. God used Raymond Jackson as one of them. Well, this Shomolu man said it. He is the one placing him chief apostle in his teaching. And when he's speaking, you actually think that he's saying something by the Spirit of God. But watch carefully. It's another Antichrist spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know him very well, though. I know him very well. Smart that he wrote in that book that Raymond Jackson will not die. Raymond Jackson is the one that will take us in the rapture. I was reading that book. I finished reading that book. In December 2004, the man died. I went to Shomolu to meet him. Hallelujah. I went to Shomolu to meet him. I said, in the light of the death of Raymond Jackson, what do you have to say concerning this book? Because you say it is thus said the Lord. But he's a lawyer. He knew that people like us will come. He wrote another book first. My defense. He's a lawyer now. My defense. And instead of him to humble himself, to say, I backfire, I misfire. He was arguing it. Till today. And we didn't know that he was building a platform for himself. If there's going to be a chief apostle, then after Paul died, there is another person now. The last apostle was who? John. So, and now, by typology and by comments and by this, he said he is the one representing John in this age. John is the one that had the thunders, isn't it? So he is the one that will hear the thunders. If you don't follow him, you will never go in the rapture. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said that there's no fivefold ministry since the death of William Branham. He is the one that will place the fivefold ministry. And so if you want to be recognized as a minister, you have to subject yourself to him. And he will have to be placed and recognized first before the fivefold ministry. Blessed. He said all the fivefold ministry in operation now, they are only potential. You are a potential pastor. Pastor Thomas. Potential pastor. Hallelujah. Evangelist Festus. Potential evangelist. Prophet John. Akuma. Potential prophet. Nobody should come before that man and say, I am a pastor now. I am an evangelist. Or I am a prophet. And that is why this ministry, there is no message they preach there that they will not make reference to this church. All that prophecy that they are prophets, they said they are not prophets. Is that Malachi is a witch of Endor? You know what is witch of Endor? He said they are sorcerers here. Say it's not by the Spirit of God. That we are prophesying by whatever it is. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And he said that before the gospel will go to Israel, it must pass through Africa. And now it is now in Africa. And he is the one. He said the evidence that the power, the Jewish connection, thank you. That is the title of the message that he preached. He said that the evidence, what God was telling the whole world, was that something that was thought never to be possible, that a black man of black origin will rule America, the most powerful nation on earth. It is evidence that it is time spiritually for her to lead. Africa, it is time for the black race now to also hold the light. I told you they are beautiful, beautiful, you know, because, you know, they are very intelligent. Because Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. The Shemites are the Middle East. These three children, these three races, they are the ones populating the earth today. Shemites, they are the Jews. Japheth, they are the Western world. And Ham is Africa. The black race. We Africans, we are Ham. And the Bible said the gospel will go around the whole world. And so he's saying the gospel started with Israel, the Shemites. It went to Japheth, the Western world, that the gospel must come to Ham, Africa. And before it will go to the Middle East. And I say that is loyal permutation, but no scriptural base for it. Because the Bible tells us, as the light, lightning from the east, lightning from the east to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. The light ended, started from the Middle East, it will end in the west, through the ministry of William Branham in the west. After the west, where does the light appear? In the east again. Hallelujah. The gospel will go to the east after the rapture. When the sun sets for the Gentile church age in the west, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the rapture strikes. It is not passing through any Africa, anything. Nothing like that. No scriptural base for it. Hallelujah. He said, you are not in a bride except you recognize him. He's the one that will take us in the rapture. And so he is the lead apostle. Everybody is struggling to be an apostle. Everybody, they are struggling. Come and see them. There is one at Shango, Abulegba. Is that Abulegba? Festus, we have gone there with you before. Abulegba. He said he's the chiefest apostle in the entire message. Praise the Lord. One day he invited me to, wanted to see me. I went with Festus. Hallelujah. He said he wanted to see me. When can he come and see me? I said, you're an elderly man. I will come to you. So I went to him. He called a few of his elders. I said, he listed them down. I heard that you do this in your ministry. You do this, you do this, you do this. I was writing them down. What do you hear again? Any other one? He said, let me explain that one first. And I looked at him. And I said, I do all that one in my ministry. And you are calling me to question me in your capacity as who? What's your business with my ministry? We were there at Festus. I said, what is your business with what is going on in my ministry? Did I come out from you? Am I responsible to you? Are you even a cooperating ministry? Are they come preach for your church? I invite you to come preach for my own. In your capacity as who? Now through you I see the message. You are who? What's your business? The man, I turn red. He said, Brother Moses, that is pride. I said, no, it's not pride. I said, you know why I'm saying this? I said, there are people that are making claims in this message. I hope you are not one of them. Praise the Lord. And then I open up harder again on him. The food that they wanted to serve us, when his PA came, Festus confirmed that for me. I didn't know what was happening. Festus don't see the food. Festus don't hungry because we don't talk for too long. So in mind did that thing. So he was saying, they came to take permission whether I should bring it. The man said, can I take it away? The man refused to serve us food when I finished with him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't know who your pastor is. Praise the Lord. Nobody can cage me. Nobody. My nature, I'm stubborn to what I believe. Praise the Lord. Where I come from, whatever we believe, we are ready to die for it, including suicide. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Revelation chapter 2. Are we there? The first church age, the Ephesian church age. This is the comment of the Spirit to that age in verse 2. Hallelujah. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are who? They say they are who? And are not. Say they are apostles and are not. And hast found them to be what? Liars. How were they tried? How will you know that that man in Shomolu is an antichrist? Antichrist in Nigeria. Praise the Lord. And people are following him. Many are following him. Hallelujah. Everyone that commit anything here, they will suspend him, they will run and go there. So don't be surprised when you hear tomorrow that Benjamin Bono is now there. Their members hang his picture in their houses, including one that was a pastor here before. It's a hiding place for every cockroach and everything. That place, a burial ground for people who are dead, spiritually dead. They go there and be buried. Blessed. That's what God told me about that ministry. And if I lie, time will tell. Praise the Lord. He says, you were tried. By what did you try them? By two things. Number one, amen. The faith of the fathers. If I preach anything contrary to the word, he said, let that person be accursed. He said, we are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And William Branham told us also that anything he said and is contrary to the word, the Bible, he said, drop his own and hold to that of the Bible. Also, the proper understanding of the Bible and the message. 7 is God's number for completion. Have that as a guide. There is no 8th messenger. 8 is God's number for eternity. After 7, we are entering the eternal age. Praise the Lord. So, there can be no other move of somebody coming to say, I am the 7th church age messenger. Or the 8th, after the 7th. 7 is God's number for completion. Secondly, every office, every claim that traces herself to the Bible, we have a Bible standard to compare it. If you say you are an apostle, 2 Corinthians 12 verse 12 speaks about the size of an apostle. There are evidence of an apostle. There are signs. Anybody that God, hallelujah, calls, Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 4. He said, "And no man taketh this honor upon himself, but he who is called like Aaron, who was called of God." When you say you are anything at all, there must be evidence. How did God call Aaron? 2 days he spoke to Moses, and Moses spoke it before the whole Israel that God has ordained Aaron as the high priest and his 4 children as priests to minister in the temple. He spoke it, Abby. But other people too came and said, God too called us. Dathan, Korah, Abiram, and the rest. When people were questioning the ministry of Aaron, God said, "Let everyone that say God call you, bring your staff. Bring your rods." Hallelujah. What did he do? They kept it in the temple, Abi, the ark. Eh? And God said, "The one that is own we bought is the one that he has called." Hey! Hallelujah. That's why I say, wait and see. The next day when they went, what happened? Every other rod dried. They dried drier than they were when they went there. Only Aaron's rod budded. So that everybody will know that God is with Aaron and he is the one God has called. Have that in your mind. What is the evidence that God has called you to be an apostle? Not even an ordinary apostle, but a lead apostle in the continuity ministry. They have big, big terminologies they use. What is the evidence? The first church age messenger, Apostle Paul, said, "I did not come with enticing words of wisdom of man, but I came with what? A demonstration of the power and of the Spirit." Hallelujah. God is not known in rhetorics. God is not a grammarian. God is known by his actions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Satan can impersonate actions, but he can only impersonate from the original. You show us the original before you condemn the fake. Ordinary headache. Of course, no gift there. No gift there because he said until his own is established before others will come up. So there is no prophet there. No prayer meetings there. He said it's a select spirit that they are being vigil. So nothing like that. Hallelujah. And that ministry has been on since 1991. Till date, the real members of that church, if they pass 100, that because of some disgruntled elements who left here and they are hiding there, maybe make them reach 100 now, members. And then a few churches that he went and broke, that their members are going there, follow, who don't know, bearing blown by every wind of doctrine. He blew them to Ozemina. You know, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm saying this for you to know from where you can have it. And secondly, the Spirit of God that dwells inside of you. Anytime there is a move going on, go into your closet and pray. Lord, is this you? Confirm to me. Don't come to Brother Assembly and sit down and make here your church until there is a witness that this place is of God. Don't do that. And if God does not speak to you and you have no witness, back and go. Don't compromise your eternal destination. Don't do that. Pray. And every antichrist spirit, God is quick to expose it. That is the reason why I took so much time today I didn't want to break this message into two. I wanted to finish it, and I needed more time to lay this down, knowing that I am not talking to only you. I'm talking to the whole world. They are hearing me now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have an unction. 1 John chapter 2 says so. From the Holy One that lets you know the truth. Whosoever abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. 2 John verse 4 to 11. I'm giving you scriptures that you just read. No more time to read them. 1 John chapter 2 verse 26 and verse 27 emphasizes this seducing spirit will come, but you have an unction from the Holy One. Something inside of you that will make you know. Hallelujah. And please, I didn't say you should not listen. I mean, don't keep away from them because I said it. There's something about God's elect. Amen. Anytime you tell them, don't go here, don't go here, they must go see what they're there. Don't just refuse to go there because I say it. Eh? Go and confirm. Get their books and read. Meet their members. Discuss with them. You will know the spirit that is in them. Are you from Bride? Hey, Bride. We are not brethren, no. Eh? Are you still there? Anytime they see our member, people who were here before they left, are you still there? Hey, you know, the man has taught them that anybody that does not believe him to be John, he said, I am John. I saw it in a video. I am John. I am John. Whether they like it or not, I am John. And the member was saying, yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Deluded people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when some of us, we are attacking him and telling him that John ate the scroll, we say, have you eaten the scroll? He quickly preached a message. Amen. That there is the salvational message of John, and there is a prophetic message of John. He is now in a salvational stage. Then he will move to the prophetic after he has eaten the scroll. So it means he's even telling them that he has not yet eaten the scroll. So that means he has no message. And if you say you are salvation, salvational side of the message of John, then let's see, what did John preach? John preached love. All your people is a hatred. A man in Sweden came across us on the net and said, are you not this Bride people? I said, yes. Your branch, is it not your branch that is in Port Harcourt? I said, it's not our branch. What happened? But we are supposed to believe the same thing. He said his own elder sister is in that Bride, in that Port Harcourt. He said she has not, he said she's almost getting to 50 years old, no husband. They're getting worried. She's there. Even when he came to Nigeria for his marriage, he said she refused to attend. Why? He said they are the Bride. They have nothing to do with anybody if you are not believing what they believe. And what did he say? I asked some questions. I discovered that he is from a chief follower, close propagator of that ministry in Somolu, Pastor Enoch Oyeboah, in Port Harcourt. That is the church she's worshiping. All of them, try it. Somebody left here to Port Harcourt. I was looking for a messenger to attend. He called Pastor Enoch and said, I am now, I've relocated to Port Harcourt. I want to know the address so that I can come and worship. He said, which one was your church in Lagos? He said, from Bride Assembly. He said, who was your pastor? Sorry, he said, who was your pastor in Lagos? He said, Pastor Alu. He said, if Pastor Alu is your pastor, please. He said, you go look for where to worship. You don't come here. And don't call me brother because I'm not your brother. The guy was so confused, he called me. The text that Enoch sent to the man, I sent it to all the key people, including the man himself in Shomalu, and I was telling him, this is the product of your ministry, Abi. This is why I said that your ministry is of the devil. I told him that. So even if you are sitting, I asked him, I say, if a Muslim enter your church, will you receive him? Or you drive him away? Because they are from Blind Assembly. Because they don't believe what you believe. You say, don't have anything to do with me. It is an antichrist spirit to scatter brethren. Nothing more. That is how we know them. That's why I say, confirm what I'm saying. Go near them and tell them you are from Bride Assembly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, whosoever abide not in the doctrine of Christ, he has not God. And the doctrine of Christ is love. And whatever revelation you have that does not make you a better Christian, that revelation is not from God. Every revelation is to make you a better Christian. You have seen the entire message. It is to produce, make you to be a better image of Jesus Christ. We, message believers, we should teach the world what is Christianity. That's why our own leader, William Marion Braham, on his funeral, T.L. Osborne, I read it here one day to you people, this funeral service, the statement he made there, he said, because T.L. Osborne was there, he preached on the day of the funeral of William Braham in 1965. He said, this man that is laying here, let him be known. He said, we the ministers, he said, we preach Christ. He said, but this man lying in the casket here, he lived Christ. They saw the life of Christ. And that same William Braham told us, he said, don't preach me a message. He said, leave me a message. He said, the life that you live preaches the message better than the sermon you preach. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the problem. Behold the Antichrist. They have reached Nigeria. They are now in the western part of Nigeria, in Lagos. Nothing like that. I make bold to say it, and I'm standing on the revelation of the word. Behold the Antichrist. They are already here. Hallelujah. Some of you sitting down here, that's why I say, go. Go to enter other intermediate churches. I am not a preacher that says you should not go. Anywhere the Spirit of God leads you to go, go. If the Lord leads you, say you should go back to Catholic Church, obey the voice and go. You hear me now? Learn to obey the Spirit of God. Because sometimes you may not belong here. The Spirit will lead you to where you belong. All the gifted brethren, anointed gifted brethren that left here and joined them, none of them is operating that gift again. No. While in this place, if your gift has been taken away, if you come here, it will come on. There are other places like that Shomolu, if you go, the gift will die. Your prayer life will die, but your grammar will increase. Because it is what they have, they offer to you. They have big grammar to offer, but spiritually dead. By their fruit, you know them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Behold the Antichrist. To him that overcometh, amen. And we can never overcome by ourselves. There is an overcoming power. The overcoming power is the bride's anointing. That's why we give all diligence to make our calling and election sure. How many people will be here for our June program? To make your calling and election sure.
handwriting on the wall, it was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Spirit of delusion.
They told you it doesn't matter. It matters.
There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of the Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God, because we are in this world, but not of this world.